The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. Let's talk wellness, ladies. I know some of you love yourself, a new wellness brand, something to hop on, and let me tell you about Fleur Marché. They deliver simple, quality, and affordable wellness solutions founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. Their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Their plant-based wellness patches deliver ingredients topically. These ingredients are then absorbed into the skin and into the bloodstream. You just stick it right on your skin. They're vegan, cruelty-free, latex-free, tested for pesticides, herbicides, and other contaminants before and after production. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for the At Lexi listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code LEXI at checkout. Orders over $50 get free shipping. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code LEXI for 20% off your first order. Hey everybody, I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, and thanks for tuning in. It's mid-August, summer is coming to an end, and I'm ready for summer to be over. I had a good summer. I moved to Los Angeles right before summer began from New York City, and I've been here all summer. I haven't done any traveling outside of California, and it's been relaxing, and the whole point of my year was to rest and to relax and to upgrade my lifestyle in a way that could feed into rejuvenating downtime. You know, I've been able to spend a lot of time outside. I've incorporated a lot of beach trips and hikes into my days and into my weeks. However, back to school season's here, and it doesn't matter if you're not in school because there's still a back to school season. You know, I graduated and I still feel the air discipline that arrives with September, and I'm here for it. I feel like I took some time to rest and now I'm ready for some action. I am in a little bit of a couple question marks where I like when I know what my next move is, and I'm not exactly sure what my next move is, but that's what I'm using this week to think about and next week to think about. That way I can hit the ground running come fall. I'm just in a state where I'm feeling antsy. I'm feeling a little restless. I want something new, but I don't know what I want. And what I'm doing doesn't seem like enough. And if anything, I think the lesson there is to take a step back and find some gratitude. I haven't been feeling very grateful recently, so maybe I need to sit down after recording this episode. Or maybe I should just take a moment right now and say things that I'm grateful for. First thing coming to my mind is the fact that I have a large personal space. My bedroom is a great size, and I have a walk-in closet and my own bathroom, which I haven't had for so many years, and that is something that I was dreaming of. I mean, I would literally close my eyes before I went to sleep for 2 years just thinking one day I'll have a big bedroom with a bathroom of my own and a walk-in closet. Like, I've been dreaming of that, so that is something. But it's crazy how when you arrive at something, you get something that you've been wanting. The journey is better than the destination. The chase, the hunger for that thing, then you just become used to having that thing. And so I don't want to be searching for things. That's not exactly what I'm looking for. I want to challenge myself. I am looking for a challenge. I want expansion. I want to level up. I feel really proud of myself for taking time to rest and learning how to find peace and reap the fruits of my labor. I had a conversation with some friends last night about how I'm feeling like I'm not growing. And they're like, what are you talking about? You literally moved across the country. This was your year of rest and relaxation. You're reaping the fruits of your labor. Okay, you're right. I'm being a little hard on myself, but I'm the type of person that I have like one off week and I'm like, God, this is a big signal. Ready to spiral. No, one off week, just let the signals, take note of the signals and then figure out which direction you want to move and what you want to add into your life. And for so long was desiring to take a beat, you know, I just needed to take a rest and now I'm rested. I'm like, okay, now what? Feel good. Now what? Because I don't want to be bored. If I was a little image right now, I'm just this little person sitting crisscross applesauce with question marks all around them. Like, I don't know what I want. One thing's for sure, when I bring guests on to this podcast from now on, we're gonna do videos. So that way you can get a feel for what the guest looks like and get to see our banter between each other. And for solo episodes, if it's just me, I think audio's fine because this is a conversation between you and me, baby. Just us. You in your car, on your walk, in your pool. Someone posted on their Instagram story this week that they were listening to my podcast in a pool. And I was like, that's the best thing I've ever heard. I didn't realize it until now, but I think that's the perfect way to listen to the At Lexi podcast. What else do we have in the topics? You know what's interesting? Doing the work. For those of you that are in therapy or healing from something, whether that be with a professional, doing it through self-help books, maybe you have a fantastic support system, whatever it is, and you're trying to do the work to heal yourself from your past and try to change bad patterns and bad habits and create new, healthy, positive patterns. There is something that we missed. Did anyone learn how to process an emotion? Because I'm just learning that now as someone who constantly is saying you gotta feel the feeling. How the hell do you feel the feeling? This is what you do. I'm gonna walk you through it, okay? Think of something that really bothers you, okay? You can pause the episode and give yourself a little time to think. I have mine in my head. I know a really negative thought that I have, and it can be about yourself, about a relationship that you have, a concept, something more societal, whatever it is, something that really bothers you. And then let it take up a physical symptom. Like when you think about it, so for me, I feel like an expansiveness in my stomach, okay? So when I think about this thing, I feel like my stomach expands. Maybe you get numbness when you think about this. Maybe you get lightheadedness, some dizziness, or your vision starts flickering a little bit, or maybe you get a tightness in your chest. Maybe you feel really heavy, or maybe you feel like really jittery. Now, stop thinking about the thought, but keep feeling the feeling and breathe. And keep breathing and keep breathing. Just focus on the sensation that it's giving you until the feeling starts to go away. And it could take a couple minutes, but it's gonna take less time than you think it will. And I've been tuning into that more often. So when I have a negative thought and I start to have a visceral reaction that I will typically try to numb out by like going on TikTok or anything, like making a snack, packing a bowl, making a drink, putting on a movie, whatever it is. If you're alone, I think that's when they often come up. Like as soon as you have a minute alone, see what surfaces and then have that thought, notice the sensation, push the thought away, but keep focus on the sensation and breathe through it until it's gone. And that, my friends, is how you can feel the feeling, move through it, and let it go. Letting it go is a big theme for me this month and next month. And I think there's a helicopter flying over. This is something that I'm so not used to, but helicopters are so frequent here in California. I feel like that's their major way of patrolling, but I don't even know how they see anything that's going on. I have turned my kitchen into a beauty salon. I had one of my best friends wax my legs and armpits, and I had one of my best friends bleach my hair yesterday, so now I'm this sort of strawberry blonde, which is honestly better than having the horrible roots that I had before, and it's fun. It's like a little brassy, but whatever. I, like, don't care enough. I'm just happy to have something new, and it was a fun day to, like, be filming, because I also have some sponsored content that I'm taking, so I combined both activities in one, and I just had us enjoy the sponsored product while doing our thing, and then we went over to another friend's house last night, where we went swimming in our pool, and then chatted in our hot tub. It was just like a day of besties with them, thinking about it. It was really nice. It was a really solid Monday. And then today, I woke up from the most gorgeous night's sleep and I had the best dreams. I got to the point where I knew that morning had arrived. And even though I hadn't opened my eyes, I was very much lucid dreaming at that point. And I was like, all right, game on. I don't have any like proper thing to wake up for. We're gonna definitely stay in this dreamland because it is way too fun. And then started looking for clips for the video and was working on that and made a TikTok. Well, actually, Emily made the TikTok of me getting my hair done, which I've been a little bit more active on TikTok. Lexi Lombard forever, number 4, Eva, E-V-A is the username. Went to Erewhon for lunch, came back, looked at the video again. Now I'm recording the podcast. It's been so chill. And here's the thing. I don't know how to explain this. The energy is so much slower paced in California and so much faster paced in New York, which, yes, that's a common thought. A lot of us agree on that. New York is faster than Los Angeles. Here's my confusion with it. I work from home, okay? So I worked from my apartment in New York and I work from my apartment in Los Angeles. Yet I still feel the difference. I'm doing the exact same work and I'm like, I'm not doing a lot. I'm not doing much. I'm not getting enough done. It's like, girl, you are posting the same amount of content that you were in New York that you are in California. What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why, but it feels like I'm living the easy life here, even though I'm working the same amount, which should be something to be grateful for, but I'm still in the state of confusion and haven't gotten to gratitude yet. I'll get there. Let me work at my own pace. But I'm definitely in the state of confusion. Like, am I okay? Why aren't I like do, going? The only thing that's different in my life is I'm not meeting up with James K. Simmons twice a week to lift weights. Now instead I'm going on like after dinner hikes and going to the beach. I do want like a little bit of a physical activity. I did go to a ropes course on Sunday. That was funny. I opened my eyes on Sunday, okay? Open my eyes. Get the notification from Be Real. Take a photo. And I have been out all night, so I am puffy face from tequila. I take a photo in bed looking puffy face from tequila. And instantly get a call from my friend and he's like, hey, are we still on for lunch today? And I was like, yeah, okay, for sure. And he's like, okay, what if we pivot? Thoughts on going to a ropes course in like 24 minutes? I was like, huh? Look at my watch, look at my surroundings. Okay, yeah, sure. And then my friend Drew had slept over and he hears that I'm going to a ropes course and he's like, I wanna come. I was like, okay, but we have to go right now because he's going to be here in 24 minutes. And so I brushed my teeth. I put on my clothes and we drove to Drew's house. He brushed his teeth. He put on his clothes. We got picked up, drove an hour and a half away to Corona, California, and went to a ropes course out there. And it was so much fun and quite the physical activity. It was a ropes course that was 3 tiers. So picture a bunch of tree trunks. And on the lowest level, there's just little bridges connecting all the tree trunks, like little activities of ladders or swings or bars and ropes that you're tightrope walking or whatever, like little challenges. And then the second level up is a little bit more difficult. And by a little bit, I mean a lot more. And then you do that. And then you go to the third level. And wow, the third level is really hard. Like you're suspended, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 feet in the air. And to get from one tree to the other, there's just monkey bars. I mean, granted, you're in a harness, so if you were to lose your grip, you would be able to just hang. But even if you're just hanging, if you lose your grip, you're still gonna have to use your own muscle strength to somehow manage to grab the monkey bars. Really crazy. So my whole upper body was feeling it yesterday, but I love myself with physical activity, and I just went to lunch with some new friends today, and they were talking about rock climbing, which, little side note, I was quite the rock climber as a small child. I really loved to rock climb. When I was 3 years old, there was a place called Galleons, and they had a giant rock wall in it. When I was 3 years old, I was like, I want to climb. And I climbed to the top. And it was in a sporting goods store, which now I believe it's like a Dick's Sporting Goods, and they still, I think, have the rock wall. But I was 3 years old, and I made it all the way to the top. I was such a determined little kid. I'm so proud of who I was as a small child. Like, she just came out of the womb ready for the world. She had been waiting. I was so excited to be here. So happy to be here. Really adorable if I think about it. Like, there was nothing that I didn't want to do. And I still feel like I carry a little bit of that, but not to the same extent that I did when I was a teeny, teeny child. Yeah, I was like ready to talk, walk, run, rollerblade at 2 years old. Like, I was early bloomer in all of those things. I was ready to be in school immediately. I was ready to talk to adults and talk to anyone immediately. Yeah, but I rock climbed and I really loved it. I continued rock climbing, and I believe I had 2 or 3 rock climbing birthdays. Haven't done it since I was probably in 5th or 6th grade, but actually, no, when I remember going on a date rock climbing, but even so, that was like, haven't done it much. That's the point. So I would love to do that. Love a little physical challenge. Would love to do sports. There's a group of people out here that do sports Sundays. That seems fun. Maybe I'll participate in that one Sunday. Just trying to live like a well-rounded, balanced life where I'm not so dedicated exclusively to climbing the career ladder, but also wanting to pursue and expand and grow as a person in all of the different aspects. I think having a focus is great, but the way that my lifestyle is set up right now, there really is time for everything. I feel like I can explore the outdoors, explore myself, explore my career, and get it all done within the span of a week. That's what I'm saying. Like, somehow it's so slow paced that I recorded content yesterday and I edited it today and I'm recording the podcast and we're going to post this, which is all the things that I would do in a day. But for some reason, it feels so much more casual. I'm like, yeah, I went to Erewhon, had a little group lunch with some people. It was real chill, you know? It's such a hard concept to comprehend that like life could be this easy. Like I said, I'll get to the gratitude in a minute, but I'm still in the confusion. Like, am I missing something? Am I doing something wrong? I don't know. Any other life updates I want to give? I have some ideas, but I don't want to share them yet. Instead, let's go to your questions. My Instagram handle is at Lexi, and every single week I ask for your questions. I also have a Geneva group that you can join. It's completely free, and we have chat rooms for every single episode. So that way, when I'm speaking about something, if you have a comment that you're shouting out, you're like, I want to tell her this, you can tell that to me. Or if there's something you want to share with everyone else, there's a bunch of us on there and a great group of people, like truly a kind, fun, insightful group of people. So I will have my Geneva linked in the show notes, and let's get to Instagram. But first, a word from today's sponsor. You know what I wouldn't miss at all? The vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin and the cravings. Oh my God, I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled up in batter and deep fried. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control and Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to stressors, so the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. There are 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony right now, and the biggest benefit is women saying they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's HAPPMAMMOTH.com, and use the code Lexi at checkout. If you're looking for a way to unwind and a fun new beverage, let me tell you about Recess Mood. It's made with real fruit, no added sugar, and infused with functional ingredients, so it's not just a sparkling water. It has mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, so you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. My favorite flavor is the strawberry rose. Raspberry lemon's also really great. It's nice for when you're chilling on the couch, unwinding at home, treating yourself for a night in. I also don't mind taking them in the car with me. I love a little car roadie. And you deserve a healthier way to unwind. So head to takearecess.com/Lexi and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Okay, I'm gonna get a little sad girl for a second. But Mother's Day is around the corner. And if your mother is still in your life, a really unique gift that you could get is My Life in a Book. How it works is that every week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And My Life in a Book compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And then they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. So it's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Woo! If you're interested, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi for 10% off today. This one goes out to all my fellow readers. If you're looking for a new way to purchase books, let me tell you about a site that offers amazing value. They're giving you the best prices on new release hardcover fiction, as well as free shipping and a loyalty rewards program. This service is called Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the books I was sent from Book of the Month was The Husbands, and it's a story of a woman who has a man walk into her house one night. She doesn't know who he is. He says, "I'm your husband." She's like, "I don't know who you are," which I think is the intro for a very interesting plot line. They've got amazing options. Go to bookofthemonth.com and use code PASTEL to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Starting off big, Hallie Backus, who I love so dearly, asked the existential thought that plagues your mind. The current one is that I'm missing something, which is so against everything that I would ever preach. I'm not practicing what I preach. I'm missing something. I have this inexplicable feeling that I'm not doing all that I could be doing. I don't know, or like that I'm doing it wrong. I don't know. This is an unusual feeling and an unfamiliar feeling to me, but it's been pretty constant the past couple weeks. Fialene asked, what are you currently reading? I'm currently reading Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin. I've never read anything from James Baldwin before. I think I read maybe like an excerpt in school. Something about his words feel like butter. They are so smooth. Especially not to compare books, but like the book that I read before it was so silly. And this is so smooth, and I love it. And it takes place in Paris, which is fab. Camilla Quinog asked, how's John's cat? Do you miss her? This is a question I would love to address because I get a lot of misconceptions. People thinking that I got a cat and then I abandoned her. No, I loved a cat, but she belongs to John, my old roommate. And so when John and I no longer live together, that meant that Mazzy and I no longer live together. I miss Mazzy all the time, and I live for seeing her via FaceTime. I hope to see her in person. I don't have any New York trips planned yet. No tickets have been booked, but I do miss her. I really miss her. I miss John. I miss Mazzy. Yeah, but I don't want anyone to think that I got a cat and then left the cat. The cat was my roommate's, and she's a shining star. Cass Henry asked for my favorite nails and go-to nails. I love a round almond. My toes are round. I don't like square. When it comes to my nails on my hands, I also don't like square. I think I look best and always have with a rounder, more oval shape. Round plus almond equals oval. I don't know why I didn't say oval before. I have a nail appointment in 2 days and I'm just getting red. My toes are red. My hands are going to be red. That's what every woman in my family has. Red toes always, red hands always. And we all get like gel powder or acrylics. And it just makes me feel like a little Lombard. That's what we always do. But I have a pink and a purple hand right now. Rocking Little Weirdo asked, how do you view marriage now after spending some time single? I love the idea of partnership. I think it's really beautiful. I think it's really complicated. And it's not an easy thing to do, especially with modern society giving women and individuals more power to create a strong and stable life for themselves, where it's like, what about the marriage would be important? You know, how is that different from just a committed relationship? Like, why does it have to be legally bound? But then I think about situations where, God forbid, anything happened to them or me, and one of us was in the hospital, I would want to make sure that we were able to see each other and make decisions for each other, which I wouldn't be able to happen if we weren't married. Like, they don't just let your boyfriend make decisions for you in the hospital. I don't know why that's where my brain went first, but I don't have a dream wedding or a dream wedding dress or anything. It kind of bores me, the idea of thinking about my own wedding. Like, I don't really care. I don't know. There's something kind of sexy about a cute little city hall wedding and then throwing a party. Something so low key. Also something super intimate where it's just like me and them. I've never really cared about having a wedding, but I think I'd like to be married. Jagoda Adamayak asked, has anything inspired you yet? Sending love. I don't really know what you mean by yet. I'm going to replace that word with lately, unless I'm forgetting a conversation that I began in a previous episode where I said I was looking to be inspired, which sounds like something I would say. But my friend has this old point and shoot camera, like similar to the one, if not the same one, that I had in middle school. And we've been bringing that out with us everywhere. And I am so inspired by the photos. I think it's the perfect amount of good and bad quality. This is not a new trend. Like, we're not the first to do this. This is definitely like subculture, IG, internet baddie trend for sure. But I'm definitely inspired by it and loving it. And I definitely think all the photos turn out fire. I went to the beach on Friday with my friends and we took photos, and I never take like thotty photos of the beach half the time because I'm just at the beach and I'm doing the beach thing and not really going for the photos, but I was feeling myself, so I took some bikini pics and I posted on my Instagram. If you scroll to the fourth one, it's straight up feeling very Sports Illustrated vibes. Like, I'm on all fours turning, smiling at the camera. It's so funny. So those are the photos in the camera that I'm talking about, but the lighting is so good. It's giving flash in the day, which I love that look. I've always loved that look. But typically to achieve that look, you need a reflector. So you have the backlight coming and like it's backlit and frontlit at the same time. I love those kind of photos. Wow. Yeah. That's the good stuff. Lila Hernandez asked, favorite way to prep for fall? P.S. Thanks for answering my question. You rock. Aw. Love that. Also, she said her name is Lila, like Delilah. Love that. My favorite way to prep for fall, I mean, back in the day, my mom and I would take the trips. We would go shopping. We would get all the things. We would hit up Target and Walmart and Staples and make sure that my school supplies were decked out. I want you all to keep in mind that I am the daughter of not only two teachers, but a teacher who was also a professional shopper. My mom was consumers of all consumers. And you know what? We should watch our consumption. But at that point, I was a small little child and I was just excited for new. And like, we would just get so giddy about it. I would have the coolest binder and the coolest folders and my favorite pens. I always have like maybe a new pair of shoes and a couple new outfits. We'd go to the mall. That was when our shopping spree was. We didn't really have like a ready for summer shopping spree. We had a back to school season. And let me tell you, when my mom would buy me clothes, I was not just getting a top. She was like, oh, no. You like the outfit on the mannequin? Let's get everything. Let's get the jeans, the t-shirt, the poncho, the bracelet, the sunglasses, the shoes. There's this one outfit I'm thinking of in particular that was from Gap, and it was these dark denim jeans. And then there was a tie-dye white to purple 3/4 length top with a little design in the middle made of bejewels. And then there was a purple knit poncho that you put over top. And then there were purple sunglasses and wooden clogs, suede purple clogs with a wooden heel. And I remember in third grade, that was my first year ever going to public school, and I had that outfit, and from then on, that's when it began. Like, I am putting together outfits, and I always had the most fire outfits growing up. Yeah, and I attribute that to my mom having a shopping problem, but I fucking love her for it. I look back, and I'm like, oh God, girl, you were well-dressed. But it gave me a sense of style, which I have been able to take with me. But how do I prep for fall? It was normally a shopping spree. Now I feel like it's going to be a deep clean, like rather than bringing in stuff. Maybe I'll bring in a couple new things, but I want to rearrange my room a little bit. I want to hang up some curtains. And I also want to get organized, you know? I want to get a little calendar thing going, which I have been journaling like crazy lately. I've always, you know, kind of been into the journal, but I mean, I'm talking like 4 to 5 pages every single day. Happy Lee asked how to cut your spendings. I never really think about how to cut my spending and more just how to increase my income. That's always been my headspace. Granted, I think it's important to look at your spending and make sure that you're spending money on things that are important to you. And don't be like, well, I don't like spending money on my water and power bill, but I have to. Yeah, so like that you have to. But I'm saying, have you ever purchased something at the mall and you spent like $40 on a shirt that you actually don't care about? Cut the nonsense spending and make sure when you're spending money, it's on things that are important to you. And then also focus on how to increase your income. Judith Best, I already answered something from her. I'm not sure of them. Could you make some journal entries? Okay, I found this Aquarius full moon. This is from August 11th. There was a journal prompt that I followed. I didn't make this up, but this is an example. So for the Aquarius full moon, I answered 3 questions, and it was, in what area of my life am I wanting to create big change? And I jotted down what area of my life I wanted to create big change, which TBH, it was that I want to open myself up to romantic partners. I want to be able to get real with people. And if I find interest in them, say, so you know, I'm interested in you. Or just so we're on the same page, I'm in a place where I'm looking for a relationship. I want to practice my secure attachment style. And then the second question I asked was, how can I change or create change without changing everything all at once? And I was like, I will text first, I will ask people out, I'll hold their hand, I will kiss them first, I will compliment them, and I will communicate my interests. Those were my goals. And then the last question was, how can I surrender my need to control life and allow it to unfold? And I said, this has been a recent challenge. I've been floating lately, and I feel a little directionless and a little purposeless. My need to control life has kept me from getting hurt in relationships. And in the past, I played the slow game. I planted seeds, and to be honest, it was a move out of fear and protection more than it was out of love. I can't control who cares for me and who doesn't. I can't control whether I'm rejected. The fear of rejection has prevented me from falling in love again. I think. I don't know. If I like someone, no one else's opinion should dictate whether or not I go for it. And it's time to try and see what happens. Either this or something better. And so it is. Okay, but the 3 questions were, in what area of my life am I wanting to create change? Second one was, how can I create change without changing everything all at once? And 3 is, how can I surrender my need to control life and allow it to unfold? So we're going to try. I honestly, since August 11th, haven't been putting any of that into practice. Having an avoidant attachment style is so ugly. It's so backwards too, because I'm so like lovey-dovey, you know? I am. So why am I guards up, loaded gun in front of me vibes sometimes? Where I'm like, don't you dare get near me. I am a locked box you cannot touch. But then for my friends and family, I will literally like give them my left arm. It's a weird thing that I need to figure out. oh, to be growing up. You're figuring yourself out, and then you're like, oof, I figured it out. I know who I am. And then you start changing, and you're like, who am I? And then you figure it out, and you have to figure out your patterns. Find the ones that you like and you want to run with and make them stronger. And then find the ones that you're not in love with and try to avoid those patterns and create new ones. And it's just, oh my goodness. Or Lane Antoon asked, if you met your parents at your current age, do you think you'd be friends? Absolutely not. It would be interesting to answer in all different stages because I'm like in elementary school, probably. I think in middle school, if I met my parents in middle school, all three of us would have been friends for sure. In high school, no. My mom and dad, I could see them dating in high school, but they would have never crossed my path and vice versa. Absolutely not. Now I still think no. I feel like my dad and mom would be hanging out with the preppy crowd. And I don't even think we'd be going out or spending our time at the same places. Like, maybe my dad would go to Erewhon. Heidi X Carolina asks, what's the riskiest thing you've ever done? Great question. Probably hitchhiking. Yeah, hitchhiking's not smart, but I just trust my judgment enough that the two times that I've done it where I'm by myself, I knew that it would be okay. And fortunately, it was. However, that is risky. That's risky. I don't know. I just came from a family. Like, we would hitchhike home from the beach when we would go on beach vacation. It's like sometimes you were far away and like you had a bunch of things. I don't know. Some things I learned from my family, can't take that logic. But oh, it's just so old school. That's the thing. I have a lot of thoughts right now about this like old school lifestyle that I kind of miss where, oh, I'm getting like a real pang of nostalgia. I'm feeling a lot of things I haven't felt before. Nostalgia is something I don't feel too often. I don't think about the past too often. I've talked about that. Right now, I'm feeling like I'm not the greatest role model. I feel like I've gone through periods of life where when I show up at this podcast, I'm like, I can be an example. And right now, I don't feel like an example. I simply feel like I'm in the trenches. But I'm having this pang of nostalgia where I'm thinking about this old school lifestyle where, I mean, my grandma would drop my cousin and I off at the nail salon. We didn't go to daycare. She would just pay the nail salon ladies to take their time painting our nails and our toes while she would run errands and go shopping. Like, that is so funny and so cool. I don't think that would fly today. Same thing, hitchhiking from the beach, that wouldn't fly. The idea of existing without being able to be reached, I'm like having a little bit of a missing for these like fun aspects of my childhood. I also love that my parents let me roam free. This is something I'm so eternally grateful for. My parents knew that I wasn't attached to their hip the way that a lot of only children were. Like I said, I came out of the womb ready to live this life, game on, ready to take on the world from day one. And being blessed with parents who allowed me to do that, and they knew that they didn't understand me, but understood me, trusted me that I understood myself. And that is so special. My parents would just let me go shopping on my own at the mall as a kid, like a child. We'd go to Nordstrom, for example, great store. That was where my parents and I, we would go to the mall, and when we'd say we're going to the mall, that was code for we're going to Nordstrom, and we were going to spend half to a full day there. My dad would be in the men's section, my mom would be in the women's section, and I would be in the kids section. And they just trusted me. They just trusted me. And then I could ask, could I go get vanilla ice storm from the cafe? And my mom would let me. I liked taking little adventures by myself. And then it grew into when I was 14, my parents let me take the train, the Amtrak train from DC to New York by myself to go hang out with my internet YouTube friends because they trusted that the people that I made friends with were okay and I would be safe. And I was, because I had good enough judgment to let that fly, but I know that that's not a situation that can work for everyone. But I am so glad that my parents understood that I could take care of myself and they let me do that, which was the best way my parents could have ever taken care of me. That feels like it came out of nowhere, but I feel really proud to say that. And I would not be where I am if it weren't for them letting me explore my ideas, and if I had a desire, to let me try it, because allowing me to take the train to New York made them believe, but also made myself believe, that I could save up money and I could move to California by myself when I was 18. My mom didn't move me out here. My dad didn't move me out here. I moved myself out here. I saved up money all of high school. I saved up $10,000 and moved myself to California. And I've been financially supporting myself ever since. And that's because I believed in myself and they believed in me. Wow. Oh, I'm having a real moment of gratitude. Guys, do you remember like 45 minutes ago when I was like, I just feel confused? Well, now I'm remembering that, like, I've always trusted myself. Why am I not trusting myself now? When I'm answering the question, what is your moment of your current question of existential dread? I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm doing it wrong. No, I'm not. We came on this earth to do our thing, and we owe it to ourselves and our soul to do our thing. And I just have to trust that I know what I'm doing, and I will continue moving forward in the way that I'm supposed to. And as long as I'm giving myself check-ins, I'm making sure that I'm experiencing happiness and experiencing joy and experiencing challenges and experiencing peace and getting out of my comfort zone in not a dangerous way, that I'm gonna be fine. I'm doing it fine. I don't need to be the best. I just need to be doing what's best for me. And you don't need to be the best. You just need to be doing what's best for you. And what a fabulous note to end on. I love you all so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Kind of took a turn, but I think in a great way. So I just have had such a confusing ride with my parents that it's hard to put into words because you're an insider looking out. You're too close up to understand really what's going on. But as I get older and as I get a little bit more distance, I think I'm understanding and feeling really grateful for it. So I will talk to you guys soon. Talk on the Geneva. Leave me a nice review. And I'm on social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. In the meantime, talk to you soon. XOXO, Lexi.